In 15 years, in 20 years, when you look back on this time period of your motherhood, what's your reflection going to be? Are you going to look back and think, dang, I was living my best life. I was living that life that I prayed for, raising those babies that I prayed for, running my career that I had worked so hard for, and I was killing it. Or are you going to look back and are you going to think, I was drowning. I was exhausted. I couldn't do anything. I felt like everything was just overwhelming. I was uncomfortable. I hated putting on clothes every day. It was awful. Ugh. I so hope you're not in the second scenario here. But the reality is that if you came to this podcast, you probably are. And I hate that for you. So today, I'm going to give you 3 time hacks because I know you want to feel your best and you want to have the energy and you want to look back in 15 years and say, oh, I was killing it, man. So 3 time hacks for you, friend. Here we go. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Well, I'm glad I started this podcast off with such a bleak picture of where we are here. Let me introduce myself. I am Kristen Noriega. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm raising 4 kids. My oldest is 9. My youngest is 2. I got a beagle and he cries and cries when my kids cry and he gets in the trash every week and he escapes. Probably every other day. He is the most well-known dog on my neighborhood Facebook page, and it is so embarrassing. Oh my goodness, guys. I'm an army spouse. We're living in Germany. We have been here 1.5 years, and we have 1.5 years left. What else about me? I am currently sitting like face deep in all my baby plants. I'm determined to not kill my garden this year. I kill it every year. It just fries. I don't water it enough. This year, I started my seeds indoors, and my kids have dumped out a third of the plants and smashed the bean plant in the window. One of the pots is currently missing, but I'm giving it all I got. We are going big or going home, and I am just determined to nail down some of these things so that when we do go back to the States and we do have our own home again, we're going to get some land. And I just have all these huge homesteading dreams. If you're not familiar with that term, look it up. It took me like 3 years of like saying, I just want to go and I just want some land and I just want all these things. And then I stumbled into, oh, that's called homesteading. Ha, here we go. So that's a little bit about me. I used to be a runner. I do not run anymore. It just doesn't work for my body. I get hurt every time. I'm like a week in. I'm like, oh, there goes my calf. Oh, there goes my hamstring. Oh, yeah. So I don't run anymore. I'm really into yoga. Ugh, I know that, like, so I'm Catholic, and in the Catholic world, it's like, ooh, yoga, that's a hot topic. Don't talk about yoga. Don't admit to doing yoga. But I use an app. It's actually, I wish I had an affiliate code for it, Asana Rebel. And the workouts that I've been doing are not like woo-woo and weird and talking about, like, I don't know, the weird stuff. It's like the workout, and I love it. It's making me feel so much stronger. the reason I'm sharing all of this with you is because I want you to know that I'm not approaching this topic today of saving time as somebody who like has all the time in the world. I don't. I'm trying to make an impact on this world, and I know this is my calling, and I know my purpose here is to support women like you on this journey. And I'm in the thick of it too. I am raising my kids. We're homeschooling. I left that out. My husband's got a demanding career. It's not like he's here all day long like, oh, Kristen, do whatever you need. he's not here. He's working. Trying to do all these things, all the stuff, eat my best, feel my best, show up for you, pour my heart out for you, bring my clients through this transformation where they're feeling good in their bodies. It's a lot. So I'm there with you. I finally have children who mostly sleep through the night. I have been pregnant or breastfeeding for 10 years. Like, I'm still breastfeeding my 2-year-old. 10 years. So I'm right there with you, friend. I'm not on a pedestal. I'm struggling through it with you. There's a few things that I have mastered that have made a huge difference for myself and for my clients, and for all the women who have gone through my weight loss blueprint, who I have supported maybe on a one-to-one basis, who have maybe gone through the weight loss blueprint on a hands-off process because they just needed something to get them going and don't really have the budget for like a huge coaching package. Like, they just need the information and are ready to do it themselves. Like, there's a lot of different ways I'm supporting women on their weight loss journey. There's a lot of different ways to support you. Lots of hand-holding or very hands-off. The beauty of this is, the beauty. This is the game changer here. I'm in it with you. I'm living it. I am in my mid-30s and my body is not so happy with me anymore and I have to try a little bit harder and I have to do all the things. I know what it's like to just not even be able to add one more thing, to just feel like there's too much. But I'm going to give you these 3 time hacks so that you can really just see how these small little efforts can move you forward. These small little things can make a huge difference. So here's the first one. You have like a pen or paper or your notes app. I want you to write these down. It doesn't do you any good if you hear them and don't act. Around here, we take action. So grab a piece of paper. Get ready to write these down. You're going to take action. The first thing I want you to do is to batch your protein. Batch the meats and beans and eggs that you are preparing for your family. What comes to mind for you when you hear that? I don't know, but here's what comes to mind for me. Sunday, 4 hours in the kitchen, glass containers stacked high in the fridge, this like crazy prep process. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about don't ever waste your time and cook only one thing. Always cook 2 things at a time. You can get in the kitchen for breakfast. I don't care if you're leaving the house or if you're staying home. You can get in there in the morning. You can cook some beans in the crock pot. You can make your eggs for breakfast and the next day. And you can also get a protein cooked for dinner before you ever walk out of the house, before 8 a.m., you can have all these things going at one time. Thinking beyond just one day, if you cook a whole chicken, you could eat that today and tomorrow and in a soup the next 2 days. So think bigger, think beyond just the one meal. And I'm really emphasizing the protein because that is so important and crucial for your weight loss journey. If you want some protein ideas, I'd highly suggest you go over to my Instagram page at weightloss.wellmom. We have some really fun ideas for high protein sources over there, just easy pairings. But if you're not on Instagram and you want something super tangible, you want something that you can print out, put in your kitchen, use the recipes, use them as a guide or start to finish, then I have a gift for you. It is a meal plan with all these recipes that are going to support your weight loss journey. They're high protein, they're high fiber, they're high nutrient. They are very nutrient dense, which is key. But if you're just starting out day one, back off from that. Just know these are great. It is called the Cycle Synced Meal Plan. That meal plan is going to help you support your cycle and unlock the door that leads to weight loss. So as you're thinking about batching your protein and you're not really sure what you could do, grab the meal plan. It's linked below. Or go to kristennoriegannutrition.com/cycle-meal-plan. Wow, I should have some sort of short link for that, right? In all my spare time, I'll go grab that. In all my spare time, I'll put that together. Just kidding. Jokes, because I know that's important. The link is down in the show notes, or you can type kristennoriegannutrition.com/cycle-meal-plan. Grab that so you have ideas for what to batch. Moving to exercise snacks. Exercise snacks? I'm not misspeaking here. I misspeak a lot, but I am not misspoken with this one. Exercise snacks. When you look at 60 minutes of movement, 60 minutes of exercise, 60 minutes of weight loss, or whatever it is, that's ridiculously intimidating. Stop doing that. We're just going to take some exercise snacks throughout the day. If you're walking your kids to school, fantastic. Walk your child to school and circle 3 more blocks on your way home. Small, tiny little snack and super beneficial. If you're looking throughout the day and thinking about how to fit in more movement, just the smallest effort. If you have to go upstairs, okay. Go upstairs 3 times before you actually go do the thing that you have to do. So up, down, up, down, up. Now you're up on the floor you need to be on. That's an exercise snack. You just increase your heart rate. You just use your muscles a little bit more. And you just did something totally different that was super easy and took you only like maybe 20 more seconds. But it's going to make a huge difference. If you're at the park with your kids, grab onto the handles that you would use to step up the stairs, like something chest height, and do some push-ups. They are inclined, yes, but you're going to scoot your feet back a little bit more, lean against the pole, and do some push-ups. Then you're going to do step-ups on the stairs while you're following your kids around. As you know, you're holding the hands of your little one trying to get her up the stairs, you're going to be right behind her. Up, up, down, down, up, up, down, down, up, up, down, down with your feet, increasing your heart rate. Or do some lunges while you're helping the little one up the stairs. Or if you don't have to help somebody because your kids are a little bit older and maybe you're pushing somebody on the swings, push, squat, push, squat, push, squat. And be brave. You're not going to get anywhere unless you do something different. You got to do something different and you got to be brave. So maybe somebody from the neighborhood is going to look at you a little bit weird. Who cares? Invite them to join you. Laugh about it. What is the worst that could happen? They go home and tell their husband you're weird. They're going to say it anyway. So find some pockets in your day for some exercise snacks. Habit pairing. This is the third way to really optimize your time. Habit pairing. Do things together. If you look at the food you have to eat and the snacks you have to eat and the movement and you have to journal and you have to pray and you have to get your water and you have to get your afternoon tea and you like 900,000 things, like I was talking about last week's Tuesday episode, 900,000 things you have to do. How in the world do you fit them in? By habit pairing. So last week I gave an example of like water and brushing your teeth. Go listen if you haven't listened to last week's Tuesday episode. You want to just put two things together. So find something that you are always doing without fail. Morning coffee, anybody? without fail. Nobody around here is skipping their coffee because we're up all night with our kids. Morning coffee. What can you do before you take your first drink? And what can you do after you finish the cup? That's where the community chat in my weight loss blueprint is super helpful because we get to bounce those ideas around each other. So I can't tell you exactly what you need to do because your life is different than mine. Your life is different than X, Y, and Z woman. We got to figure out what's going to work for your life. That's the problem with these like social media gurus who are like, do this morning routine and you're going to have all the success in the world. It's like, yeah, well, you don't know my life. You don't have my situation. So when I'm working with you, it's not a one size fits all. It's one size fits your life. Let's figure out what that size is, girl. So in the community chat, you can might be like, okay, this coffee thing, this coffee routine, here's what my morning looks like. And I'm contemplating habit pairing. So what are you guys doing around this part of your day? What does this look like for you? And Sally, these aren't real people. Sally might be like, okay, before my coffee, I down a glass of water and then I have a small shake afterwards because I'm going to work out in an hour and I know I want to have optimal energy for my workout. You're like, dang, Sally, that sounds advanced. I'm not sure I'm there. But then Linda, again, fake name, Linda might be like, hey, girl, I'm in week two. And with my coffee, I'm trying to just make sure I eat breakfast. So I don't know what my breakfast looks like yet. I don't feel very confident in my breakfast yet. I'm in week two. I'm having coffee with breakfast, whatever that might be. And you're like, oh, thank you, Linda. That's where I am. Oh, whew. So there's this whole range. It's really important to be around women who are going through the same process with you. That's the idea of this whole weight loss blueprint group program. So you've got me, you've got your movement coach, Sydney. She's not around here very much this month and I miss her. I had to batch record. Oh, habit pairing, batching. What? Got to do all these things myself. So I'm missing Sydney, but don't you worry. She's supporting clients in the weight loss blueprint and running all the stuff behind the scenes around here. So I'm going to wrap it up. Recap, batch protein, find some exercise snacks, and get into habit pairing because all these things are going to really save you a lot of time. And this time is really precious when you're raising littles and trying to do big things in this world and big things for yourself. That's it, my friend. Grab your free cycle synced meal plan. Consider what support would look like. Consider if you need support on this journey and in what capacity. Do you need a lot of handholding? Do you just need some legit information? Whatever it is, schedule your breakthrough with the show notes down below. There's a link. It says breakthrough. Schedule your breakthrough. That's the one I'm talking about. And we can talk through this. Like, if you just need the good info, I got you. If you need a lot of support, I got you. If you need me to work with your doctor and really, really dive in and look at your labs and you need us to just full on be your support team, that's totally an option too. We cover the whole gamut. So that's it for now. Schedule your breakthrough. I'll catch you Thursday with the Get Slim series on how to, you know, just give me some motivation on getting started on your journey. Losing weight, tying in scripture, all the stuff. So this is a good place to be. And I'm so grateful you're here, friend. God bless.
Before you go, I'm going to challenge you to share this episode with a friend or any episode that has been super meaningful for you. Imagine if you shared it with a friend and she shared it with a friend. And then we've changed the narrative of our generation and that of our children. Women who love their bodies and are treating them well. That is what you can do by sharing this episode. So you can click the little arrow button or take a screenshot and text it to your friend. It's going to have crazy, crazy impact. Are you with me? I hope so. Thanks for listening.